Head of the Banana Services Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, Sylvester Van Lucer, since 2011, the nation's management of the black Sigatoka leaf spot disease has improved significantly.
But generally speaking, since 2011, the management of black Sigatoka has been improving. For example, the average control levels in 2011 was 6.2. Last year, it is 3.2, and this year now it's down to 1.6. The intention is to ensure that we keep it below 2.5 going forward. At the same time too, we have seen where the youngest leaf streak, that is the wireless, over the years have moved from 6.9 in 2011, 7.3 in 2012, and now 7.6 in 2013.
Mr. Van Loo said farmers have an important role to play in ensuring that they clean their fields of dead leaves and implement the other proper cultural practices to ensure that the successful management of black Sigatoka continues. He said they are having a number of setbacks in this regard, but they are continuing their work with the local farmers.
We must ensure that farmers also do their part. And as we know, we are having some problems. Most of the abandoned fields have been removed in the areas, and now the onus is now on farmers to ensure that their fields are clean from weeds, they have proper spacing, in other words, the plants are not too close, they fertilize their banana fields on a regular basis, and they ensure that the disease leaves are removed and piled along the road in order to ensure the survival of the both banana and planting industry. Because planting farmers too, a lot of people just plant plantings, they don't really fertilize them as they should do the trashing, and both practices must be done by planting farmers and banana farmers once involving any of the Musa species that the black Sigatoka fungus affects.
Mr. Van Loo said, for the success in managing the black Sigatoka leaf spot disease to go on, there is a need for the farmers to do their part while the Ministry of Agriculture continues its aerial spraying program.
The effective management of the black Sigatoka is ensured with both the routine use of chemicals and the culture practices carried out by farmers. Both must go hand in hand. Even though the cycles have been continued and will continue, as I said, the sixth target for this year, if farmers don't adhere to those practices, for example, fertilizing the fields, ensuring that the weeds are controlled, ensuring that the affected leaves are removed surgically, either if it is severely affected, remove the whole leaf or portions of the leaf. If these things are not practiced by farmers, then we would not see the desired effect of us trying to attain 9 healthy leaves on each plant to get the kind of bunch sizes that farmers would desire. So both cultural practices and the continuation of the spraying by the BSU, be it aerially or by the ground crew, they must go hand in hand.
Head of the Banana Services Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture, Sylvester Van Loo. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.